when I find
the cactus, the canat, the elder speaks. From our elders, we learn of personal struggles and gain traditional skills to solve the problems of today. With the elders, we can rekindle the fire that feeds the spirit and unite with the life-sustaining element of nature and the universe. Join us now for Uqaqtut Utaqanat, The Elder Speaks.
Elder Lena Sauer speaks on the practices of the shaman.
She said the drum was not the only medium for communication. They had what they called a khilon, and she used her cane as an example. They used a willow thinner than that, and they would hook it onto, see, the thing was whatever they wanted to know. She felt this was a communication between the devil and the person who was the medium. And somebody had to pay them for that information, whatever they wanted to know, like if the sick person was going to get well, or if the hunter who had been gone a long way, if he was okay, or these things, whatever the person wanted to know, and they paid this medium, this angatkuk, to do for them, then they would tie that person's mukluk or his mitten to the end of that and work it, and somehow they would the communication would be established. Sometimes restrictions would be imposed on the people, like if somebody was sick, said, okay, you are not to comb your hair for an extended period of time. If you comb your hair before you reach that time, that person will die. And sometimes, even though they had lice in their hair and their head itch and they want to comb their hair, they didn't dare because they didn't want their relative to die. So there were these taboos that were imposed on the people, and they had to obey them. And they didn't have combs like we did today. They had either wooden comb or a bone comb that they used a knife to, that they made with their implements. She said the medicine man, whose powers came from the devil, didn't do any good deeds for anybody for free. Only as they were paid would they do service. Everything they did for people was for pay. The only thing he ever did for people was to create worries for them.
Elder Lena Sowers speaks. The Elder Speaks, a program of caring and sharing produced by KOTZ, working in cooperation with the Manilok Association and the Kotzebue Inupiaq Iliqut Seyit program.